Joining me now on this edition of Our Town, it's been a long time, Meg Spencer, Aaron Gordonier from the Sayslaw Public Library.
Hi, George.
How are you guys doing?
Good. We're excited to be here. It has been a long time.
It has been. Yeah. Oh, man. So tell me, what's been going on lately? I know a few people that take advantage of your Wi-Fi connection in the parking lot. But other than that, what's happening?
Well, and there's exciting news there because we've actually just installed some two new outdoor circuits. So that strength for the Wi-Fi is going to be even stronger. Right. So we're seeing a lot of use. We're seeing, you know, parents with their kids pull up and use it for school. We're seeing people stop for work. So we're really happy to be providing that.
And it's a very helpful thing too, especially with school, because some kids don't have internet at home.
Exactly.
And they have to use that there.
Yes. Yeah.
Aaron, what have you been up to?
So a lot of what we've been doing is curbside hold pickup service. So we're offering that at the library 5 days a week. And people can either call or go online to sayslawlibrary.org or call us at 541-997-3132. And they can request up to 5 items for pickup, usually the next business day. So they know exactly what they want and they tell us and we pull it from the shelf. Or they can say, you know, I'd like 5 sort of happy movies, or I need some books to read to my kid who's 4, and then we'll go and pull what we think would be fitting for that and leave it outside for them the next day.
Well, that's always a good thing, too. And I'm sure people are jonesing to get back in.
Definitely.
I'm sure you're hearing that a lot from the public. And of course, who knows when that might happen again.
Yeah.
We don't really have that information out there. But in the meantime, you do have services like that available. Now, what about donations? You're not doing the book donations right now?
We are not. Thank you for asking about that. So we're very limited on who's in the building because we're trying to maintain social distance. So we really don't have any volunteers in the building except for a couple of very select tasks. So our friends at the library haven't really been able to come in and do their usual, you know, going through the donations and pricing things. We don't have the sale table that we usually have available. So no, we're not taking donations right now. If people can hold on to them, we'll let you know when they're available, or you know, we encourage you to pass them on to someone else who can enjoy them now.
Now, what about online services? What about availability of online services? What do you have there?
So we've actually been expanding our online services for various things. People can get ebooks through Libby, you know, with our regular services, and we've actually been putting more funds toward that so we can get popular books and audiobooks that you can download onto your own device or your computer and listen to. But then we've actually been adding a lot of new databases and things like that. We've got Newsbank, which gives you access to local and national newspapers, including the Register Guard and the Oregonian. We've got RB Digital, which has a selection of popular magazines, everything from the New Yorker to Us Weekly to cooking magazines. So whatever you're looking for there, you can download just with your library card. And then we've also added a digital subscription to Consumer Reports. That's been one of the things that's been super popular for patrons. They love
I would
to
say
look
so,
at
because
it.
Most people have to pay for that. You know, the library is doing a great thing there.
We were very excited about that because that's one of the things we keep getting calls about is Consumer Reports. And now you can actually go online with your library card and you can search and look, you know, if you're looking for an appliance or an automobile or whatever you're after.
Okay, now, what about people who haven't got a library card yet? Can they still do that without having to go to the library?
Yeah, we actually have right now through our website. You can just go on, takes about 13 seconds, and do a temporary library card. So eventually, you know, hopefully, knock on wood, it'll get to the point where you'll come in and we'll give you an actual card. But in the meantime, you just go in, fill out the form, and we have it to you usually within, I'd say, about 48 hours or so.
Right, and that's still done online too, right?
It's not like you
don't mail anything out. Just
nope.
You'll get a number back or something.
Yeah,
or code
you get your account number, and then we have a whole pile of hundreds of cards that are waiting for people when they can come
I
in.
I bet. That's wild. Have you seen the interest increase with the fact that people aren't able to do as many other things?
Well, I will tell you one thing that has been really interesting to me. I just looked at the statistic. We have 18% increase in our online use just month over month. So we've been averaging anywhere from 25 to 20%, it seems like. So lots of people who thought they would never be ebook readers are definitely becoming ebook readers. So
it is a different thing. You don't have that tactile feel. And I've read ebooks on my Kindle and stuff like that. But I still like the paperback or the hard book. I mean, there's just something about you put that bookmark in there, you close it, and you see it on the desk there, and you go, I can't wait to pick that back up.
Oh, for sure.
And luckily, people can still get the books, so that's a good thing.
That was one of the reasons we really wanted to start curbside again, is because we totally understand that, of course, as librarians. And not only that, but our DVDs, our CDs, a lot of our other items that weren't circulating at all and that we don't at this point have a digital version of. So, you know, I did want to say, you mentioned inside services. There is something that we are offering, which is twice twice daily computer appointments.
Okay, so they can come in socially distance
exactly.
if they have an appointment.
Yes, and we do lots of cleaning. Obviously, we're being really careful about making sure face coverings are in place, but that's another service we're really excited to be using again.
Now, what about for people when they borrow and return books? Are you asking them to sanitize them before they return them, or do you do that for them?
This is the coolest thing ever. And actually, it was, I think, well, a couple of our librarians came up with this plan. We put out giant trash cans out back. So those go out each day, 11 to 2, Monday through Thursday, 11 to 6 on Fridays. People put items in, and then we're able to quarantine for the 72 hours that is recommended. So they get quarantined, which is really the best practice for getting them sanitized.
So just remember, if you're out there looking for a certain book and somebody has it, once I bring it back, it'll still be another 72 hours.
Yes, that is the one funny thing about it. We're having to tell, we get calls and people are like, my item is still showing us out. And we say, okay, it's good. We got it.
Right. That's pretty cool. Erin, anything else you want to touch on? Anything
yeah.
You want
well, I did want to mention one of the new things that we started trying this year is a virtual book club. So we've been doing a monthly book club on Zoom called Book Brunch. It's the second Thursday of the month at 10:30. And people can get in touch with us at the library if they want the meeting information. So this month, or for November, we're going to be talking about Country Grit, a farm noir of finding purpose and love by Scotty Jones, who's an Oregon author. And so we're excited about that. And we're always looking for new members, so if anyone wants to join us, we're also happy to help them with Zoom. If you've never used Zoom before, happy to do a practice with you. It's really not hard, and some of our book club members would say they're not super tech savvy, and they haven't had any trouble with it. So
about the book club, I've never done one, so what are some of the things that they talk about when they get together? Are they reading chapter per chapter at once, so they're at the same place in the book, or how does that work?
So we're only doing it once a month, and right. our expectation is
oh,
that you finish
read.
The book
okay.
before you come, because we don't want to spoil anything for you. But generally, we're not picking anything that's too long. And the books that we're doing right now are actually going to be part of book club kits at the library that another book club in town could then check out the whole kit. They get 10 copies of the book and a discussion guide. So those are still being worked on, but they're coming soon.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's funny because, you just mentioned the length of the book. Depending on the book, I can do a 400 or 500 page book in just 2 days if I really love the book and
yes.
I can't put it down. But then there's some that take a little bit longer.
Well, you
that
know.
That are shorter.
Yeah.
Yes. We can tell you 2 months out, George, and you can have extra time.
There you go. Well, that would be good because, like I said, there's certain types of books, certain authors that
sure.
I can't put down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then there's others that, take a while to get through. I think it took me a while to get through The Notebook. But yet, Lee Child, I can go through his in 2 days.
Yes, sure. Fast plotting for sure.
Yeah.
We're doing a mix of fiction and nonfiction. So even within our group, we have a great diversity of different readers and people who like different stuff. So we've been alternating a fiction book or with a memoir or another nonfiction.
Or a biography or something like that.
Right, yeah. Our first selection was Dewey about the library cat from the Midwest. And that one was a pretty quick read. So
yeah, that's cool. All right. Anything else before we wrap this up here? I just want you to get all the information you possibly can.
The one thing we should mention, too, Miss Gale is doing her Facebook Live story times,
yes.
which is amazing. And we have people of all ages watching them again, just because I think it's nice right now to have something
yes.
like that. So she does it at 10:30 on Tuesdays and Fridays. She's also creating these take-home craft kits that are first come, first served, some for the little ones, toddlers, and some for school age. And you just come pick it up. It has all the glue sticks to do whatever project it is. So it's a great service.
Well, we know that the adults help with these craft kits, I'm sure, at some point or another.
Yes.
Of
yes.
course.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like them. I made a lion.
I'm that way. If I see my kid struggling with something, I'm right there helping. Hey, let me help you with that. All right. That's pretty cool then. Okay. So more information is available at
SaisLibrary.org.
Very good. Thank you both for being here. It's so good seeing you. I'm glad to see that everybody's still, kicking and screaming and getting stuff done. That's pretty cool.
Yes. Thanks, George.
All right. Yeah. It's Erin Gordonier and Meg Spencer with the Sayusaw Public Library. That's it for the November edition of Our Town and Not One Thing of Politics. Have a great night.